The corner. The corner. The corner. Hey, welcome. Come on into Cousin Ed's Corner. This podcast where you'll find real, authentic conversation. Organic conversation. Unscripted, unfiltered conversation. Like you're at home with your cousin. It's all about life. It's about finance. It's about spirituality. It's about love and everything in between. I'm your host, Cousin Ed. I'm excited to bring you along on this journey. So sit back and listen in as we dive into a wide range of topics. I have some diverse guests coming on with an array of thoughts and opinions. My goal is to create a space all for us to connect and communicate. It's not really about me. It's about the community as a whole. Let's enjoy it. Let's sit back. Let's think about our past. Let's move into our future. It's about
the corner, the corner, the corner. So no matter how you cut it or slice it, we're all here together. I'm just here to give you peace of my heart, my mind, my soul, and my mentals. So sit back, relax, and enjoy another episode of Cousin Ed's Corner. The corner, the corner, the corner. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. What's going on, fam? What's going on, fam? It's your boy, Cousin Ed. Yes, indeed, Cousin Ed's Corner, and we are back. We're back with another one. This is a thank God for everything. Thank God for everything. But this is going to be a special one. This is going to be a special, special one. Before we get into the show, as always, I'd like to just go ahead and thank all of you for being a part of the show. Thank all of you for being a part of the show. Thank you for your just your love. Thank you for your love. I could stop right there and just stop at love. Love means so much to myself, to the show, but just to us as human beings. Thank you for your love. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this show. Be sure to send it to a friend, family, a loved one. Be sure to share it with a stranger. When I go out, I share other people's content with strangers because I think what they're doing is very positive. So I may be out at a store, or maybe out at church, or wherever I'm at, I may share someone else's content with a stranger because what they're doing means a lot, not only to myself, but it means a lot to the culture. So let's keep moving the message forward. Let's keep the positivity going. And today is a special day. I'm thinking about what's the name? Tony. Do you? I can't sing, but y'all already know the tune of Tony. But it's not an anniversary today. I guess it can be an anniversary if I want to think about it on that term. But it's not an anniversary in traditional terms. It is the Queen. I'm trying to lead up to it. It is the Queen. It is the Queen's birthday. I know I wanted to give some drama behind that, but yeah, it's the Queen's birthday. It is my mother's birthday. And I could not do a show on her birthday and not celebrate her on this show. So I was going to do a separate show just dedicated to her. But when I thought about the title of this show, Thank God for Everything, I thank God for her. I thank God just for her being her spirit. And I was sitting here preparing to for the show. When I prepare for a show, I think of the topic, think of the title, think of all this stuff. And I was sitting here with tears in my eyes, just thinking about her being. So when you think about a show that's titled Thank God for Everything, everyone in your life should cross your mind. Every moment in life should cross your mind. The mind thinks so quickly, like the supercomputer of the mind thinks so so quickly, you can at a blink remember everything in your life, right? Just instantly, because the mind is like a huge computer. And when I think of thanking God for everything, my mother is in so many of those pictures in my mind, right? So many of those thoughts, so many of those memories, my mom is right there. And as time gets closer, or as we age, those memories are so valuable. Every birth date is so valuable. And I just thank God for having her this year, this past year, this next year, and I want to say 100 more, right? Thank God for it. I want to thank God for her grace. Her grace and mercy. Thank God for her grace. Not only his, but her grace and mercy. I remember one time, and this is a funny, I didn't say it's not funny, but story time. Let me say a quick story time, right? I don't know what it was, but I made my mom so mad. It's the first time I ever heard the word pissivity, right? And as a parent, we do get pissed off to pissivity. I made her so mad she went and dropped me off at my father's house. I never forget it. She put me in the car and said, "You have to do something with this boy." Right? But the grace that she had, how much I hurt her, she knew she had to do something to correct that. It's amazing that she allowed herself to say, I can't do any more with this, right? I have to take him to his dad. And to allow me to grow as a young man, the relationship we have and have had has been amazing. That was minor. I mean, we got over it quickly. I was young. I was probably not even in my teenage years. I don't know what I did, but I remember my mom up at night, we playing Pity Pat. I think that's the name. Pity Pat. It's like Tunk. We're playing Pity Pat or Jim Rummy 500 all night long, watching movies. We had so many good nights and days, and her taking me on one of my trips to Florida. We went down to Florida and enjoyed ourselves down there and laughed and joked. And she, I ain't gonna say tried to do a great job. She did a great job. Did a great job. I won't say she was a single mom, but she, you know, my father was definitely in my life, but they were separated. She did a great job. Anything that I wanted, people say I'm spoiled, and people who know me and hear this show, they're going to laugh. People say I'm spoiled. Yes, I can say I had anything I wanted. Not to say I didn't work for it as a kid. Not to say that I didn't have responsibilities as a kid. But as long as I did what I wanted, as long as I did what they wanted me to do, I can get what I wanted. Right? As long as I did what they wanted me to do, I was able to get what I wanted. My mom used to take me shopping. And she got to a point where she didn't shop for me, but me and her would hang out for the day and go shopping, right? So she would say, here's your summer clothes money or your back to school clothes money, or whatever it was. And even when I got to the age of me being able to do it, we still spent the day going to Delancey Street, everybody in New York, or going to West 4th, or going wherever we went. We would take trips down to Franklin Mills, and wherever we would go, we enjoyed ourselves. I recently saw a picture, and I might post that as today's picture. I recently saw a picture of my mom. For those who are out of New York, love to go down to Atlantic City, and she would take me with her, and she would go see fights, like Mike Tyson fights, or see concerts and things like that. She would take me with her. I was 6'4", 6'5", high school, and sneaking into the casinos with her, right? It's nothing like those memories that you have. I truly thank God for her, right? Being a matriarch in the family, right? My grandmother passed 88. Grandmother passed at 88. Who is the next step up, right? Who's the next step up? Or I'm not gonna say everything we do, not say everything my grandmother did, not say everything I do is the right thing, but who's the next step up, right? Who's the next responsible one to say, let's try to do this, or I have to handle this? My mother was that one. As hard as that role was, I can see now as an adult how hard it was to step up in that figure, right? Who do your nieces and nephews call on, right? Who can your sisters or brother or somebody come to, right? Those things, I mean, that's a weight to bear, and she carried it. Many of you, I know my demographic. I know, you know, a lot of females, a lot of women, my age demographics, dealing with being a single mom. How do you bring another gentleman around your child, right? She did it with grace. I mean, listen, it's so easy to be out there nowadays. Nah, I ain't saying nowadays. Back then, it's so easy to do what you want to do, to say, I'm not going to be responsible. My mother was so responsible. I thank God for her, man. I thank God for her. My mom decided to leave New York early. When I say early, I moved to Atlanta. She still had family in New York, but, you know, I'm an only child, so I was having my son was being born, and it took some convincing. It took some true convincing, but she put in her papers and transferred down to Georgia. In doing that, she dealt with just the change of life, right? How hard is it to deal with change? We all know how difficult it is to change a job or to change scenery or to do this, to do that. But imagine doing it at 40 something years old after being someplace your whole life, dealing with it. The stresses of the new job, the stresses of not knowing people, stress. And I know for sure, I'm not going to say it was easy. I know for sure it wasn't. I know for sure it wasn't, but she dealt with it. Such a beautiful woman, man. Such a beautiful woman. I said that her and my father got separated, divorced early in my life. Someone who loves her in-laws as if they're her family, right? There's no in-law word in there, right? It's her family. It's not many times that when you separate, your in-laws are still your family. I'm talking about everyone treats her as if it's there is no difference. Y'all don't understand, man. I can go on and on about this lady. I can go on and on about how beautiful she is. God definitely blessed me. God definitely blessed the world. Will give anybody the shirt off her back. Thank God for her. I want to thank God for all mothers. So I didn't do a traditional Mother's Day show. I knew my mother, I always share, she always shared her birthday right around Mother's Day. It's a week after. So I didn't want to do a traditional Mother's Day show and then come back and say the same thing. So I waited to this show. To all the mothers out there, on your day, not only mothers, on your day, bless you. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. The job that y'all have to nurture us, the young kings and the young queens of this world, to try to be the most responsible one, to try to be the most loving one, to try to be the most understanding one. It's a balance that's hard to do. I know myself, I try as a father to try to be balanced, but I'm also stern. I'm also, you know, hard nosed. But for a mom to try to be compassionate, to be nurturing, to be willing to sacrifice your life to bring another life. Thank God for you. This show means a lot to me. I say that twofold. This show, Cousin Ed Corner, mean a lot to me, right? But this show right here, this episode right here, means a lot to me. I really, really appreciate her. Everything that she's done for me. She's one of my biggest fans. If you go to Cousin Ed's Corner on Instagram, one of my highlights is talking about my mom. She's one of my biggest fans. She may be my biggest fan, to tell the truth. She's always rooting for me. Always rooting for me. Not many, and it might be to her, most mom's detriment. I can't remember many negatives because she's my biggest fan. If anybody knew I can do it, she knew it. When people doubted me, she knew it. She said, it's going to work out. And sometimes that's cliche, right? It's going to work out as cliche. But if you have somebody in your corner that's saying it's going to work out, and everybody else is the naysayers, or everybody else is, you know, they may be doing it in another way, trying to motivate you, saying it's not going to work. What you going to do? Nah, she was always there. Always there. It's going to work out. Through the heartbreaks, I remember being young and going through heartbreak. She probably wanted to fight them. She probably wanted to fight them, but she said, "You know how many, how much life you got to live." And I trusted her, right? I trusted her. You sure mama's gonna be okay? Yeah, it's gonna be okay, son. Any thoughts that I had? Anytime I need a conversation, anytime I need a hug, that lady's been there. Yes, mom, on this day and every day, I love you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. May God continue to bless you to your heart's content. As always, I like to pray for everyone, and include my mother in this, as always. May God continue to walk with you. God is always beside you. He will never forsake you. You can turn to your right, turn to your left. You can close your eyes. You can talk to him at any time. He's always with you. May you always know that God is above you. God is protecting you, holding that umbrella above you, keeping you surrounded by just positive energy, bouncing off the things that's negative, protecting you from things you don't even know about that he's already got taken care of. God is walking behind you, taking care of all your transgressions. So don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about yesterday. I got it. I forgive you, my child. I forgive you, my child. Don't worry about the pain. Don't worry about the heartache. Don't worry about the loss. Don't worry about any of that, my child. Keep moving forward. I got you. Surrender it all to me. I got you. God is walking in front of us. God says, I clear a path. Choose, my son. Choose, my daughter. Choose right. Choose left. All I want you to do is come back to me. Come back to me. Come back to me. God is beneath us, and not in the sense of beneath us. God is always almighty, always omnipotent, but he wants us to bow to him. He wants us to get on our knees and say, God, please, thank you. God, I need this. God, I need you. God, I love you. God wants us to surrender ourselves. He wants us to humble ourselves. Get on your face. Surrender yourself. God, I'm on this floor crying to you right now, Lord. God, my belly is empty, Lord. I give myself to you, Lord. God, please. Anything you want of me, anything you want of this vessel, Lord, let it be. Let your will be done, Lord. I say this prayer in the almighty name. God, continue to bless us all. Even when we know not what we do, Lord, please forgive us, Lord, for everything that we do that's wrong, Lord. May we continue to walk with you, Lord. Continue to touch the ones who are out there, Lord, that just don't know their way, Lord. Continue to take care of the sick and shut in, from the minors, from the babies to the ones who can't take care of themselves, Lord. Lord, continue to give us the strength that we can stand on your word, Lord, that we can continue to help others, Lord. Lord, you've done so much for each and every one of us, Lord. Just continue to bless us, Lord. We thank you on this day and every day, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you for the relationship I have with my mother. I thank you for her life. Thank you for her longevity. Thank you for her smile. Thank you for her laughter, Lord. Continue to give her joy, Lord. Continue to take away all her pain, Lord. There's so much I ask of you, Lord, but if I can do anything, Lord, please take it from me, Lord. Have me walk in that way, Lord. I pray these things in your name. Amen, amen, amen. Family, this one meant a lot. I love y'all. Have a great, great Friday. Thank God for everything, Lord. When you walk up to somebody, say, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for this person, Lord. If you have any ill will towards your mother, please reach out to them. Let them know that. No matter what, I still love you. No matter what our relationship is, I love you. I'm out of here, fam. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Cousin Dance.